Jesus says some very powerful things in our gospel today, and that's what causes the Jewish audience listening to him to quarrel amongst themselves, literally to argue back and forth and to begin to fight with Jesus and with one another. So what is it that Jesus says that causes this very powerful reaction amongst his audience? Well, in this section of John chapter 6, this is verses 51 through 58, there's a language change in the Greek in which this gospel is written as John is remembering this dialogue. And he does several things in this change, in this precise use of language, to show really what Jesus is talking about. The first is in one of the verbs that changes. So throughout this whole chapter, John chapter 6, when Jesus has been talking about eating flesh and drinking and eating bread, he's using the one of two Greek verbs. Greek has two verbs to describe the action of eating. One in the context that we might normally think of if we're at a nice dinner or having dinner as family, just eating in general. And there's a second verb that is a more graphic depiction of eating that's more of an animalistic style of eating. So it's more like gnawing or chewing or biting. And it's this second verb that John uses to describe what Jesus is saying about how he says, eat the flesh. So here's Jesus saying literally, chew, gnaw, bite on my flesh. And then it's coupled with another very choice word. Greek also has two words to describe the body. One describes the body as we all have it right now, a body that's alive, that's dynamic, that spirit is inside of it, animating it and driving the body. Then the second word for body is more like flesh. It describes more literally like meat, like a nice steak. So a very raw and graphic word. And it's the second word for flesh that's paired with that second verb of eating that Jesus says today. That's what causes the Jews to quarrel. They're hearing Jesus go, chew, gnaw, bite on my meat, on my flesh. And that's why they begin to quarrel and to freak out a little bit. And the reason they are so disturbed is because of what's written all the way back in Leviticus and in the Torah and the Law of Moses. The Torah and the Law of Moses prohibit under any circumstances the eating of human flesh. But similarly, it also prohibits eating meat with any blood left in it. That's why they had very ritualistic ways of sacrificing the animal so the blood would be drained out of it. So when Jesus pairs these two words together, to gnaw or to chew, and flesh, meat, that's why the Jews freak out. Because they're understanding literally what Jesus is saying. Gnaw, chew, and bite on the bread that has come down from heaven, and that bread is my flesh. And then drink my blood. Something prohibited in all circumstances by the Levitical law that they would have followed. And that's why next week we'll see the reaction to this. That's why many people will walk away from Jesus. They're quarreling and they say this saying is hard, but that's next week. But that's what Jesus is saying. He's literally describing his flesh as the bread of life. But Jesus is also doing something else. One of the beautiful things about John's gospel as well, in addition to the language that he uses, is that John's gospel is meant to be read in context, in its totality. So every story in John's gospel is supposed to be read with the whole of the gospel in mind. So then as John is recalling and remembering this story as well, he's also kind of inviting us to fast forward a little bit to the crucifixion. Now, John's gospel is the only one of the four that notes one seemingly insignificant detail, but is actually very powerful. John's gospel tells us that while Christ is hanging on the cross for those 3 hours, across the way in Jerusalem in the temple, they're slaughtering the lambs for the Passover. So then this passage, what we heard today, it's coupled with that Passover sacrifice of Christ. So Jesus is literally completing the Passover. He's bringing that to fulfillment. So chew, gnaw, or bite on the bread that has come down from heaven, on my flesh, the real Passover lamb that brings life. And so why blood was prohibited from being drunk in the Levitical law is because they understood that the life force of that animal is contained in the blood. And that's what Jesus builds on. The life force of what we receive is in the blood. So when we eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood sacramentally in the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity, then the life force of what we are receiving enters in and becomes a part of us. That's what Jesus is highlighting in our gospel today. That's why the Eucharist is so central in our faith, and why this gospel is so powerful for our Eucharistic theology. Because we get to see the invitation of Jesus to have his life force enter into us. That's why he says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." And there's another significant language effect of the original Greek in which John is written for the verb to remain, remain in me. To remain, in this sense, is describing the same way that the Father and the Son remain in relationship to each other within the Holy Trinity. So then when Jesus says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood and remain in me and I in him," he's inviting us basically to participate in the indwelling life of the Most Holy Trinity. Literally, God's life force becomes a part of us. That's the beauty of the Eucharist. And that's the great gift that we receive when we worthily come forward and receive this great bread that has come down to us from heaven. That's the power of our Lord. It's this ability to have God's life force, the resurrected body of our Lord, enter into us, bring us to new life, so that we can abide and dwell forever in God's presence and behold him face to face.